Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chaf Beis Omud Aleph. We are in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, beginning a brand new Simon Tof Kuf Zayin, which deals with Din Afiyah B'Yontif, how to bake on Yontif. We start off with the following statement from the Mechaber, Sif Aleph, which can be found in Kuf Chaf Aleph Omud Beis, the very last line. Ofen B'Purni, you're allowed to go bake in a Purni. What is a Purni? Purni, the Mechaber tells us, Tahainu Tanurim Shalanu, this is our ovens, Hagidolim that are large, upiem betzidim, and their opening is on the side of the oven, and you're allowed to bake in this on Yontif. However, ubavad shlotei chadosh, it shouldn't be a brand new oven. Why? The chayshinim were concerned if it's a brand new oven, shema tifchas, that the roof will cave in, v'yifaseh alechem, and it will ruin all the bread as the roof collapses on it. V'yimonim simchas yontif, and you're not going to have simchas yontif because you don't have any bread. Let's understand this. The Mishnah Berurah tells us sifkat and aleph. This large oven called the Purni requires a lot of extra firewood and a lot of extra work to cook in it. Nevertheless, we allow you to do so. You can bake in this oven. We're not concerned that somebody's going to say, hey, he's using such a large oven. It must not be for one day. It must be for many days, including the weekdays. But that's only true that you're allowed to do this, and we're not concerned about this. Who should circle pasarbe? If you need a lot of bread, then you can use a large oven. Because shen is down lo orchem rabim mukadoma. For example, you may have a lot of relatives coming, a lot of guests coming, or anything like that. Oh, shein lo tanur katan. Or you don't have any of smaller ovens, so then you're allowed to use a large oven. We're not concerned. Sivkot and beis. However, it can't be brand new. Hainu shelo hisiku osa kodem hesek shelafiyazu. It's talking when it's saying it's not. If it's brand new, it means that it never has been fired up before this time that you're using it now. Even if you started heating up before Yontif, nevertheless, we're concerned over here, and you're not allowed to bake with it on Yontif. Why is that? Because as we explained in the Mechaber, the reason, because the Chayshin and the Chule were concerned that the roof will collapse on it and ruin all your bread. That's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sivkot and Gimel. Maziva Sataner, the roof of the Taner, the Tipal Al Patz is going to collapse and fall in on the pas, on your bread and ruin it for you, and you won't have anything to eat. Now, the Mishnah Berurah tells us in his Barba Poskim, he brings down from the Poskim, you see in the Shaar HaTzion Ozvav, this is the Meiri in the Shita of the Rambam, and he says, Tadavka Bepurni Shigedola, only in this large oven are we concerned, Chayshin and Shema Tivchas, the roof may come in. Avol Bitanurim, in a regular oven, Lo Chayshin, we're not concerned that the roof will collapse, Okay, the Mashal Lekaman and Sifay, as we'll learn later in this Simon. The Mechaber is telling us here the Tanure Pas Shalanu, our ovens nowadays, have a Kipurni Shibizman HaShas. Our regular ovens have the same halachic status as this Purni that the Gemara talks about. Therefore, we aren't allowed to use our ovens if they're brand new for the same concern. However, that's the opinion that he first brings down. Then he says, Ochein Ho'achronim. He has another group of Achronim, Shaar HaTzion Osyot, this is the Morgan Avram, it's also brought down by the Al Yeraba and also agreed to by the Graz. These Achronim will say, Tzidu Lahakel B'Zmaninu. Nowadays we can be Meiko. Why? Because our Tanurim don't collapse. Shatanurim Nasim Levenim. Our Tanurim are made from bricks. They know Saint Tit Ben Levenim L'Chaverta, and we cement them together, Lahad Bikon Yachad, so that they attach well one to the other. Vem Chazokim, they're very strong. Veinam Motzui Klal Livchos. And there is no concern that they're going to collapse and fall in. Therefore, our Tanurim, even though they may be like a Purni, these Achronim say no problem in using them, unless Elishesh Mitzadim Leisa B'Tanurim Shalanu Mitzad Hesek Rishon. But there's another concern with the first time you're firing it up, Shemiyabe Shatanur, that you're going to dry out these bricks, Umechasko, and actually strengthen it. That's firing up the kiln. Utikimana, and that's a separate Isser that you're not allowed to go and forge it and finish it off, so to say, on Yontif. Unless in Lo Shusak Mibodyam, but if you started that before Yontif, then there's no concern. As we already spoke out, the reason that you can't do it before Yontif, if it's the first time, is because you're afraid the ceiling is going to collapse, but not because of the firing it up. If you're firing it up before Yontif, then this concern doesn't apply. And he brings down, there are those that I make go under all circumstances, and you see this in the Shaar HaTzion Yud Beis, that's the Graz. And the Aliyah Rabbah says, he questions the Morgan of Rome, who's a little bit more machmer. Now, if it was made several days before and it got dried up, even though it never was fired up, then less lon but, then the original firing it up doesn't really do anything. Even according to Machrim, this is the position of the Chai Adam. Mechaber then tells us, you're allowed to go heat up water in an antichi. What is that? The Ramah tells us, pirush yore gedola, big pot, be like an urn. The Mishnah Berurah explains as if cut and dalit. Haravusahu, the chiddush over here, the extra thing that the Mechaber is telling us, is canal linyan purnin, just like with regards to this large oven, that you're using a large urn over here, umayri gamkin should serve l'harbi chamin, and you're allowed to use this large urn because you need a lot of water, you have no guests, whatever the reason, oshein motzi micham katan, or you don't have a smaller one, the canal, as we already explained. So the chiddush over here is that not only with the oven, but also with a large urn, you're allowed to use it because you either have no small urn or because you need a lot of hot water. That's Sif Aleph, Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, even though normally firewood that wasn't prepared, in other words, it was on the tree on Yontif, or it was on the tree on Shabbos that was before Yontif on Sunday. So therefore, this firewood is not prepared. It's considered not mukhan, and if it falls off, the Mechaber is telling us you can't use such firewood to pick it up off the ground and use it as firewood because it's not mukhan. But nevertheless, the Mechaber tells us, im nashu b'yom tov b'socha taner, if it falls off the tree, the branch somehow got separated, the wind, whatever it was, we'll see if the Magoi puts it in there, and it goes off the tree and goes right into your oven as the source of the firewood, mar ba'aleim eitzim mukhanim, you are allowed l'chatchila to go and take prepared wood that you had beforehand. And the Ramah adds, shlo yu eitzim isur nikarim, you have to put in enough that the firewood that fell off the tree is no longer recognizable. He brings down the name of the Ran, Umavatlan. And this additional firewood that you're adding to the firewood that fell off from the tree is allowed to be used. Ubavad, Shal Yigabahem, Achi is Batl Barov. But you can't touch the firewood that fell off from the tree because that's Muksa. Once it's Mavatl Barov, then you are allowed to. And we say quite a bit over here. Now let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah and understand this. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Hey. He tells us, Mishu Muktza, as I pointed out, it's Muktza. Shari Hei Mechubar Min HaShmashos, because at the time of the start of Shabbos or the start of Yontif, they were attached, and therefore, between Ben HaShmashos, they are considered Muktza and Migu, this Gatsoi. Ben HaShmashos, it's Gatsoi Kol Yom Kula. The famous principle that we have, once something is Muktza, the Ben HaShmashos, it's Muktza for all Shabbos long or Yontif long. Furthermore, of Ode, he says, Mishum Shema Yalav Yitlosh. There's a separate concern here that if we allow you to use this firewood that fell, you may come to get more. Ukmoshes Borel and Simon Tof Kuf Aleph Siv Hey, as we've already explained when we learned these dinim in Simon Tof Kuf Aleph. The issue footnote 1 tells us that the Chashash Zeh Shema Yitlosh, this concern that you may come to go and take down more firewood if you allow to use the firewood that fell in on its own. So he brings down from Simon Shin Chav Hey, as well as we'll learn in Simon Tof Kuf Tezvav, Sheshayach Dafka Beferis. That's really with fruit, is din. Shekal Litol Shom V'Odim Esavalem, because they're easily taken off, and a person wants the fruit, so he'll do this. With the firewood, it's not as much of a concern. The issue footnote number 2 tells us, what about the opinion that says that there is no Muktzah on Yontif? According to the opinion that there's no Muktzah on Yontif, so then what's the problem with this Eitzim Shenashu Menadekel, the branches that fell off the tree? They're not Muktzah because this opinion holds there is no Muktzah on Yontif. So that's why he brings down from the Shaar HaTzion, Asur Hadavah Machmas HaTam HaSheni. That's why I have the second reason of Shema Yale V'Yitlosh. Sivkot Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says, B'Shabbos Shalafonav, so when you have Sunday Yontif, so the Shabbos Lafonav, that's when the branches fell down. Mishum De'ein Shabbos Mechel Yontif. And the reason why here, it's still considered Muktzah is because we don't allow Shabbos to be Mechel for Yontif. Even though this is done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what Dirshu footnote number 3 says, V'av She'achonah Shal'etzim Shinoshu Nasis Abiyah Dir Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say this, he made the wind come and break off the branches. Nevertheless, Apo Pikein, he bechlal hachona, this is still called the type of preparation, shenesu midaraisa, that this is forbidden from a daraisa level, bishum, because of the pasuk, v'ichinu, esa sheyaviyu, that you have to prepare, and you didn't prepare this, so therefore it's muktzah, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, gave it to you. Furthermore, he brings up the bir halacha, from the Rambam, shachona tivis, inu asur el midrabanan, that sometimes if you have natural things, it may be only asur midrabanan, maybe not esa daraisa, but in any event, it still is asur. And the Mishnah says, "Ukmoshi yavar lekaman in simin tov kuf yud gimel sifhei." This we'll learn in Mitzvah Hashem when we get to that simin. Sivkot and zayin im nashu biyontif, but if it fell on yontif into the fire, v'hu adin behinichem akum b'tanu shalol datzol. This would be true if a guy said, "Listen, I know my next door neighbor is a nice guy. You know he needs firewood. There's some firewood here. He picks it up and throws it into your fire. So that's perfectly good." Umayrish yoyitzim b'tanu. But we're talking about that there had to have been already firewood in the oven. But not enough to nullify that which fell into it. Let's say you had 20 pieces of wood, and one piece falls into it, it's already batel. So here we're talking about you have three pieces of wood and five pieces fell into it, so it's not going to be bato. The b'chiyai gad, in this situation, you're allowed l'chatrila mosifin umavatlin isa the rabbanon. It's only in isa the rabbanon of books over here, and therefore you're allowed to be mavatl this isa the rabbanon by going and putting in more firewood to make it not recognizable. Could the more be your day in simon sadi test if hey I in trouble with this dinam are discussed about being mavatl in isa the rabbanon l'chatrila. And apil l'harama shum shamachmir milavatil is l'chachila apil b'chay gadna. That's the opinion of the chabad that you're allowed to. But the Rama says you're not allowed to be mivatil in the rabbanon l'chachila. Nevertheless, moda hacha. Here he says you're allowed to bishum the isser nisraf ukameh, because as we'll see in a moment, this isser is not really what you're getting benefit from. The firewood burns isn't what you're interested in. It's the heat. It's the ability to cook that you're interested in. So therefore, one can be makel in this situation, even according to the Rama, who normally doesn't let you be mevatel the rabbanon lechatchila, but here he would. Sifkot and Ches, Mishra says, Mar b'alei meitzim muchanim. You go and take additional firewood that you have that's muchan and put it on top of it. V'yapagad eitzim elu yesh lam matirim l'machar. Even though one could argue, why do you have to do this? It's a dover sheish l'matirim. Wait till tomorrow. All the firewood after yontif is perfectly good. So why use it be'isser, so to say, when you can use it be'heter? There is no concept of batel when something would be permissible anyway. Just wait a little bit. So then, why rely upon bitel if you don't have to? And this is true of afilu b'isurim d'rabbanan. This is true for isurim d'rabbanan. Not only do isurim d'raisa. Nevertheless, here we're mekel. Why? This is a kilotve. This is a more lenient type of a din. Sharei ikor hanos eitzim boliachar asoka. Because this, again, as I said before, your benefit from the wood isn't the act that is burning. It's after it's burned that you have the heat. That's what you're benefiting from. Sha'ofabo, now you're baking with it. O mechamein beisa, or it heats up your house. Baza yisr kvar in ben. The wood is no longer around, but the heat is. You're benefiting from the heat, not from the wood. And therefore, in this situation, ubechagon zeh, lo hechmiru chachamim bishvil shu dover sheyesh lo matirin. In this situation, the rabbis said, you don't have to worry about a dover sheyesh lo matirin. Furthermore, the Mishmur says, "V'gamim yirtza achar asoka lahamid kedera levashel negeru eish." Likewise, even after it's burned up, and you want to put a food on top of this fire, o lechamim gufo, to warm yourself up, or afilu lenos lori ha'eish, or even to get benefit from the light, b'shor she'etzim dokim, as long when the wood is still burning, shori, that's also permissible, because the muktzah ain't also b'hano habamila, because these things are not direct from the muktzah, they're indirect coming from the muktzah. And rak the also letal to muktzah. You're not allowed to move the muktzah itself. Only shtamish ba to use it. Afilu b'li tiltul. Even without tiltul, you're not allowed to get direct benefit from it. This is an indirect benefit, and that's allowed. Ukidel is simin tov kufal. We learned this already previously in the Mishabur and Sivkot and Chav Gimel over there. V'chulei v'hocha shemishtamish ba be'atera b'shul afias pas. Since here you're allowed to use it for the afias pas l'chatchila. So mutim imele lehonos gam b'sharanos. Then once you can use it for the baking, you can use it for the heat or for even the light. Afopi de le'elu hanos eitzim muktzah. Even in regards to this, you wouldn't be normally allowed to use it. It's muktzah. Furthermore, he says v'yesh mekilin gam lahasik lechatchila b'shul lahamid kedera ol ischamim keneged amadura. There are those that allow you to do this lechatchila, to go and use this wood to either cook with or to warm yourself up with. The alpha pisha ate some dolkin and died. Even though the wood is burning, we call mokum ikr hanoa hu ha'achila, because the real benefit is the food. And when you're eating it, that's when you get the benefit. And on elna, you're not getting the benefit there of the wood. Elami chom shibitavshul, from the heat of the tavshul. That's where you're really enjoying eating the hot food. This benefit that you're getting is separate from the actual firewood itself, and therefore it's allowed the chachil according to these poskim. Likewise, if you're heating yourself up by this medura, the essential benefit you're getting is from the heat and not from the wood itself. That wood is gone. However, the Mishnah concludes, he says, if you're doing it to benefit from the light, that's already a problem. The eish is what you're getting benefit from the light, and that's be'en. As we'll have those halachas in regards to Hilchos Chanukah. And he says, I discussed this much more in detail in the Bir Halach over here, looking at the Dibra Maskil, Mar Baleim Eitz Muchadim, to see further discussion about this. Now we go to Sif Test. The Mishnah says, Shlo Yu Atzer Isni Karim. Why? The Binikarim Lo Shayach Bittel. Because if it's still recognizable, you can't say that it's Bittel. So it may be physically, statistically, batel, but if it's recognizable, something's not batel. Sivkon Yod Ubavad Shelo Yiga Behem. So you're allowed to add more wood and then use the flame to go heat up your food, but you're not allowed to touch those recognizable pieces of wood. Even though by adding the additional wood, you are moving it, it's going to cause it to move. That we're not concerned about because that's indirect. That's like doing an indirect movement, which is allowed. You're allowed to add wood till it becomes bottle. Other than that, though, you wouldn't be allowed to use it. But if you had enough wood that was muchan, then it becomes bottle. Gemara says, Ba'oz, now that it's bottle, kishimahatek behem, you take some sort of a fork and a pitchfork or something, and you go and stir the firewood, you move it about to make the fire catch better. Now you're moving the originally muktzah wood, but it's not recognizable. You're allowed to go and do this lechatchila. Umashma, to take it, mishorshin is batel. The minute it becomes batel, mutla hafu behem, then you're already allowed to go and move it about. Even though they're not yet lit, but the fact that they're no longer recognizable, which was the one that fell off, and which was the one that were muchan, so you're allowed to do this. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'da, the yesh poskim hamekilim b'din zeh b'yoseh, there are those that are very makel in this din. According to them, well, did who? Afilu lo hayo betaner etzim klal, even if there was no firewood originally in the oven. Rak elu shenosh min adekel, and only the ones that were there are the ones that fell from the tree. Mutter gamkin l'arv, even in this situation, when there was nothing there l'chatchila, you're allowed to go and add more wood and be mevatelet. Afilu, and this is true, even in you atze iser nikarim, and this would be true not only if you didn't have any wood there originally, but even if it's recognizable still. As long as you have the majority of the muchan wood, it's allowed. We're not concerned, according to this very makel opinion. Only thing is, but you're not allowed to move the ones that you see. And he says the reason why, if I call me Tama now, the reason is, as we explained, because the wood itself is not really usser. It's not what you're getting the benefit from. The wood is burned. The thing that's iser, I didn't mean to say that the wood's not usser, the wood is usser, but that's not what you're getting benefit from. And since you're not getting benefit from the thing that is usser, you're getting benefit from the heat, the cooking, etc., and the wood is no longer ben, you're allowed to. And the Chofetz Chaim says, I also have a further discussion of this in greater detail, of Ayin and the Bir Halacha, Mashik Vesav Lebezeh. And if you look at the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskos on the previous page, Shlo Yuatze Isser Nikarim, he has again an Arichus, a whole discussion about this, Ayin Sham. Now let's finish off Sif Beis with the Mechaber. Abel, Im Noflu B'tanu B'Shabbos, if the wood fell into the oven on Shabbos, then also Lasikim B'Yontif Shalei Achrov, then on Sunday Yontif you can't use it. The first case that we were talking about here was that it fell in on Yontif, but if it fell in on Shabbos and then you want to use it on Yontif, that you're not allowed to do. Afilu Ayidei Bitul B'Rov, even via this Bitul concept that we just said, it's not allowed. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot Yud Beis, Lefisha Tlisha Zumechina Oso La'Sokha, because when it came off on Shabbos, that's what allowed it to be used. The kivin the b'shabbos ain't a ruim lasokas. It's on Shabbos it's not able to be used because Shabbos you can't light anything. So imken haShabbos mechina osam l'tzorach mocher. It turns out that Shabbos is preparing for Sunday yontif. Shu yontif. Then Shabbos mechli yontif. And the bottom line is, here's a problem. Nothing to do with muktzah. You're not allowed to have Shabbos prepared for yontif. Sivkon yud gimel. And this is true even if you have a lot of extra wood. The isra achonim with the raisa. Because as we brought down, albeit some disagreed, the opinion that it's from Veichinu, Esa Sheyaviu, is the Issa Daraisa to prepare from Shabbos to Yontif, or B'Daraisa, Emevatlan Issa. Now you'd have to go to Mevatl Issa L'Chachila, even though the Mechaber and possibly the Ramah said you can do that in certain situations, you're not allowed to be Mevatl Issa L'Chachila by a Din Daraisa. So that's why it's not allowed if it fell in on Shabbos. With this, we conclude today's shiur.